The drums that were present prior to the powwow drum had different sets of protocols with them. And each one of these drums carries with it so many stories and so much culture and cultural teachings. So we'd have the water drums, the frame drums, and then the powwow drum arrives in the mid-1800s. So that powwow drum has stories that came with it, and it was a woman who was in her community, and it was a Lakota community. So she was in her village, and conflict with the United States Army was underway, and she was instructed to go hide. And so she went and she hid in this lake, and when she was hiding in the water, often said that she was hiding for 4 days. She was maintaining breath by breathing through a reed. And when she was in there, she had a vision, and she was given a vision of the drum, and she was given how to make the drum, she was given the songs, and she was told that this drum needed to go to the people so that there could be peace, there could be better relationships between the Americans and the Indians.